Who is the boss of me? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. Who is the boss of me? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Who is the boss of me? That's a question that faces all of us when we are having an illness or a lack or a need in any way. We say, who is the boss of me? Who's making the decision of what is going to happen in my life, what is going to take place in my life, who is going to bring forth in my life all of the goodies and all of the wonderful things that are important for me. Now, who is the boss in my life? Well, our thoughts are the boss in our life. Our thoughts, every thought that we think, every thought that we have in our consciousness, every thought that we have in our mind, every thought that exists in us is the boss of who we are. Oftentimes we let the thoughts take hold and say that we are not happy, and then we're not happy. Or we say, I am sick, and the thought says, oh, I'm sick, I don't feel good, I have this problem or that problem, and then we don't feel good. These thoughts take over as the boss in our life and control us and manipulate us and direct our actions and direct our experiences. We want to be in charge of this. We want to live in a healthy body, in a healthy mind, in a healthy world. We want to live in a wealthy mind, wealthy body, in a wealthy world. We want to live in a harmonious body, harmonious mind, harmonious world. And the only way we can do that is by our saying to ourselves, I live in a harmonious world. I live in a harmonious body. I live in a harmonious mind. I am master of all of my experiences, all of my world, all that exists. Now, as we begin to say this, it goes contrary to the experiences we might be having. And regardless that it goes contrary to the experiences we might be having, we must persist in saying the statement of truth about ourselves. This is what we want to bring out. Would you like a loaf of bread? No. I would like some peanut butter. Would you like a loaf of bread? No, I'd like some peanut butter. Would you like a loaf of bread? No, I'd like some peanut butter. See, I almost said loaf there. Would you like a loaf of bread? No, I would like some peanut butter. Would you like a loaf of bread? No, I'd like some peanut butter. You say, well, why are you repeating that so often? Well, the world says to us that we are sick, that we have a problem, that we have the appearances of something that is not very pleasant. And we sometimes buy into that by saying, okay, the appearance is that I've got a sickness, and so I got a sickness. But when we take charge of ourselves, we say, I am whole and perfect. When we take charge of ourselves and we plant these thoughts in our mind, we plant these thoughts in our consciousness saying, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Pretty soon, we begin to believe that and we begin to act that way. And when we begin to believe that and act that way, then our body, our mind, our thought system comes along harmoniously with what our new attitude is about ourselves. And when we take that new attitude about ourselves and we put it in charge of who we are and what we are, pretty soon that reality follows the fact. When we make the statement, I'm whole and perfect, the reality of our being whole and perfect comes forth because this is what we have placed into consciousness for ourselves. This is what we have called forth out of the universal for ourselves. This is our reality. Is this what you want? Is this what I want? If that is what we want, we must persist in saying, I would only like peanut butter. Well, would you like a loaf of bread? I would like some peanut butter. We persist in saying, I am whole and perfect. And the world says to us, but you got the appearance. And you say, the appearance is not my reality. My reality is I am whole and perfect. And I put that cause in motion for myself right now and forever. If you would like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to your desire, dial 1-866-650-5111. 1-866-650-5111. And each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you're ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. The practitioner will say, it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Just know that every moment of my life, I am thinking about you and saying to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.